In this episode, I take you along as I speak in Minneapolis at the Medical Device Marketing Conference on how to use the power of video to convince and convert at faster rates.
Your medical device, it deserves the opportunity to change people's lives. You know, there are people out there right now that desperately need what you provide. They're searching for hope. They're looking for answers, but candidly, they don't even know that you exist because you haven't been able to stand out from the noise, to command attention in the ADD world that we now all live in, and then transfer that attention into ROI. Okay? And today I'm going to break that down and show you how to do that. Next month, I'm celebrating my 10th anniversary. I'm excited about it. I've been waiting a long time for this. And I know a lot of people don't make it 10 years, and it's a big deal for me. In a few moments, I'm going to get to that. Last month, July 17th, was my wife's 5th anniversary. More about my wife in a few moments. But in 2007, and then by 2008, I was knee-deep in creating the first video medical encyclopedia on the internet. It had 8,000 HD videos, all of them search engine optimized, paid for by the top hospitals in the world, leading device manufacturers, diagnostic companies. And while I was doing an interview with an electrophysiologist about the conditions that patients experience with irregular heart rhythms, I realized I had every one of the symptoms they were describing, and by the next morning in their office being diagnosed with a severely weakened heart if I didn't get something, I didn't get it taken care of immediately. I left my desk September 4th, 2008. The calendar said, look in the mirror at least once every day and give thanks to the heart that continues to beat, and the invisible force on which those heartbeats depend. So on the way to the hospital, I trained my wife how to use a camera for the first time and film my procedure so we could educate patients.
Todd is now being sedated, watching his resting heart rate.
You see, this device right here, they put it inside my heart, and they mapped out where the irregular rhythm was coming from, and it's a Medtronic device. They located the spot, thank you, and then they ablated that very specific spot. Now, 10 years later, I haven't had a single irregular rhythm. I'm back to running, regularly doing 3 miles 4 times a week, and exercising. And then 2011, my stepmom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And because I already knew all the biggest names in the fight against breast cancer, and I'm a digital marketing nerd, I launched Breast Cancer Answers, became the largest library of expert answers from patient questions. 1.1 million followers, 13 million video views. And then 2013 happened and my wife became the next breast cancer patient in the family. Now, we're an extremely blessed family. We're very fortunate. Here is my lovely bride the morning of her surgery, and in the afternoon when she was recovering. Very hard for me to look at this photo. The person next to her is her dad. He's in a gown. Why? Because as I got my wife on the table to go into surgery, she whispered, I'll be fine, take care of Dad, something's going on with his chest. I already knew about it, already had a wheelchair waiting for Dad. I had a patient going through breast cancer surgery upstairs and directly below, a father-in-law that was dealing with a heart disorder, a heart attack, or a condition. The devices for my wife, Faxitron's TrueNode recognized and identified her lymph node, right? Her sentinel lymph node, so we could follow the chain. And Dune Medical, with Dune Medical's device, they were able to look at the outsides of the removed breast tissue to make sure there were clean margins. How grateful I am for them. By the way, please stand if you're with Medtronic, Dune, Faxitron. I would like to personally thank you. Your effects on my family is not lost. And I get to speak all over the world on the topic of how to speed up your sales, but my home is really in device and life sciences, because every day I get to feel the work and I see it when I go home. At the core of what we're going to be talking about today is, if you educate your prospects faster, they will buy faster. And I'm an unlikely candidate to be talking to you about educating anybody. In a classroom like this, in the fourth grade, I was diagnosed with multiple learning disabilities, ADD, dyslexia, visual and auditory perception impairments. And I overheard the counselor tell my parents, high school, you'll be lucky if you graduate from high school, but college is definitely out of the question. Now, my parents never gave up on me. And when I turned 18, I got accepted to the SALT Center at the University of Arizona. SALT is the nation's leading academic support program for students with attention disorders. It's funny, Steve asked me about attention of a goldfish. I've been dealing with it my entire life. I'm actually today, after an enormous amount of work from SALT. By the way, SALT stands for Strategic Alternative Learning Techniques, and I'm gonna teach you the most important ones to be able to convince and convert at faster rates. That's gonna happen in this hour. Now I'm a business advisory board member for the SALT Center, and tomorrow we're filming for the University of Arizona on campus for what they're doing for patients and families. Now, we were talking about attention. There's no such thing as an attention span. There's only the quality of what you are viewing, and this whole idea of attention spans, I think, is a misnomer. People have an infinite attention span if you entertain them right. I don't deal with attention problems because I know how to command that attention, pull people through a journey, and then get them to convert on the end. But that really takes a lot of nerdy science before you start creating. Everybody, please raise your hands. Keep your hands up in the air. Please, I need to see everybody. Participation is going to be important. So only lower your hand if your device, product, or service could be explained to somebody so they could buy it within 2 minutes. Okay, so most of you still have your hands in the air, which means if your hands are up, you're more reliant on, thank you, Wendy, you're sweet, you can lower your hand. If you had your hands up, it means you're really reliant on salespeople to communicate that message. But this brings us to our first pop quiz, all right? I'm telling you, your participation is gonna be invaluable this hour. What percentage of buyers say they wanna talk to a salesperson before they're ready to make a buying decision? Somebody scream it out, any number.
90%.
90%. 5, 20. All right. Only 18% of buyers want to talk to a salesperson before they're ready to make a buying decision, but these are the people you're trying to target, which means your access to them is declining. So you have to become more creative, craftier in the way that you engage them. And deep down inside, it's important that you know that the greatest sales disruption of all time is going down for reals right now. And that's why Forbes recently wrote an article that chief marketing officers have the highest turnover of any profession inside of LinkedIn. And the reason is a changing economy, a changing consumer. Buyers want different things. We're gonna break that down. At the core, you're gonna look at me as the video guy, and I'm cool with that. But by the end of this hour, I'm gonna show you how we generate ROI. Most chief marketing officers don't know that people are 4 times more likely to watch video than to read text. We process information in a video 60,000 times faster, and prospects that view videos of a product are 85% more likely to buy. This stat just came out this week. It is the freshest of the fresh stats you will ever see. And I know where we're headed because I am from the future. I really am. And I'm going to take you all with me along the way. And I have been since the beginning. In 1999, I was a talk show host and an investigative reporter on the number one and number two stations in Arizona. I started a breaking news site because I thought that's where my career was going. So I started studying in 1999, early search engine optimization, early content marketing, was speaking at all of the biggest conferences. And behind the scenes, I was an early bird. I'm from the future. Early birds get the worms. And if you want to make anything great happen in digital marketing, it doesn't happen watching and waiting. It happens testing early and then modifying and getting there and claiming territory. But with Phoenix News, I started to see something remarkable was happening inside of my data. I was generating 36 million unique visitors a year on zero advertising and zero marketing dollars. And I will tell you, a career was born from that moment. I got hired to go out to LA to run digital for seven of the largest nationally syndicated talk shows. And while I was there, this nerd got the keys to the kingdom. Because inside of the analytics, each show would have 20 to 30 million weekly coming to the website. And inside, we kept noticing that the answers to every problem we were experiencing as marketers lives buried deep down in them analytics. Every week I had to report to the head of the network on what content was doing better, and I saw a very replicatable trend. Video was getting 10 times the results of every other type of content, and this was 2003. Show of hands, how many people are familiar with HubSpot, the marketing automation software, CRM? Cool. So HubSpot, when they got started, I, in a 30-day free trial, added videos, because I know video is more compelling, and generated $350,000 in new revenue off of my free trial campaign, which led the seventh person ever at HubSpot to remind me of the internal nickname they've given me.
But you were the original Schmarketer, right? Yes. We're here because at the time it was breakthrough, right? No one had ever heard of using video in the sales process,
right? And as a marketer, I would love to be able to create my own nickname. I would have come up with something more compelling, right? Something that just was better wordsmith. But yes, I'm the original Schmarketer, and the territory that I call my own is this intersection right here, where sales, marketing, events, because they all intersect, and ROI, and the center point that turbocharges all of those is video. Quick glimpse of my company. I'm not selling anything here today. I'm here to educate, to give back, to thank all of you. We're a digital marketing agency. We specialize in using video because it gets the best results across search, social, email, traffic, sales, conversion. And as such, the industry rewards us often. I'm right there, Jason Fair, who's in the room. Jason, raise your hand. Jason, if you could do me a favor, would you mind passing out our workshop items? Thank you. And all right, so you know, every one of our clients, we have over 80 clients, a lot of them in device, several of them in the room, Medtronic, it's been a joy to work with your team, and Cool Sculpting, and Wendy also should be on there somewhere, MiraDry. You know, they all have unique goals. With unique goals comes unique strategies, and when you think about video, I want you to recognize that a video needs to have train tracks. That's your digital marketing, your strategy, your tactic. That video has to have a clear path to purchase, or in many cases, it's worthless. But when most people create videos, they forget the end destination. And you want somebody, when they get in and start looking at that video, to go all the way to the end. And when you don't do that, you know what you create? Marketing and sales train wrecks. We see it all the time. When I start mapping out a project, as a digital marketer first, I think you always start with that end goal. What's that end station everybody should get off at? And then once you understand that, instead of going into content creation, everything starts with strategy. You blueprint out the entire thing. You know they did that when they built the subway system in New York City. They were like, oh, Central Station. Everybody's going to go to Central Station. All these tracks are going to go there, right? You have to think of your marketing campaigns that way. So when I built the team, I built a team of specialists across that can guide people. And what I've discovered from talking to companies that are unsatisfied with their content is they typically start right here. They bypass the other two parts, and then when people get onto those videos and start looking at them, they can't figure out why ROI isn't being generated. Always start from the very beginning, map out that goal, and then, just like any other trip you've taken in your entire life, all of us knew we were coming right here to this hotel, and then we figured out how we were gonna get here. It is the same exact thing with digital marketing. So let's take a few moments. At the core, we're gonna be talking about what I call the transfer. How does your team, your marketing or your salespeople, transfer the big information from your big massive dome into your prospect's dome so buying becomes a no-brainer? Well, it's actually really interesting to me. There are some rock star rules I'd like to share with you, so let's do it. Let's talk about the rock star rules. How you get your prospects going with you. And these are the rock star rules for faster device sales. Anybody know that band? Okay. Video is not a tactic. Video is an accelerant. Video is the best accelerant for every online tactic. It is like pouring gasoline on a fire. Search, social, email, traffic, sales, those are your tactics. Anytime you want to take it to the next level, anytime you want to advance it, use a video. The rock star rule is with video.
Yo, pump the jam, pump it up.
That's what video does. Every time it's done right, pump up the jam, because 82% of your buyers want nothing to do with your sales team. So you've got to think about how you put this whole thing on track. And when somebody comes to your website, when a buyer is reviewing you, and make yourself the world's greatest case study, when you're reviewing somebody else, what you're really saying in your head is,
but what I really want to know is,
are you going to go their way? We teach you about this. John Mayer teaches it best. Are you going to go their way? Are you going to provide the information the way they want to, or you want it to be digested when you're the customer? So many disjointed marketing strategies. I saw one the other day that looked like a galaxy of content, and somehow people were going to get to the end goal where they were going to purchase. And I know that people are struggling with it. It makes sense. When I spoke to HubSpot's Dan Tyer, and he was in our office, he said, Todd, 80% of HubSpot conversions happen on the top half of the page. Reason? That's where the video is. People are four times more likely to watch that video than to read text. And there are three types of videos that every medical device needs. Let's break those down. There's a device overview video. That's like the introduction. By the way, I tend to look at these videos more like enchiladas and less like Chipotle burritos. Fewer ingredients. Allow people to digest them. Get them to come back for more. Okay? Device overview video. Customer testimonial story. Most people, when they think of a customer testimonial, they jam somebody up into a corner or a wall, and they, if you are all the camera, they do this. I've been using device XYZ because, right? And nobody wants to watch that. We're all products of a television and movie era. People want to see a story.
My name's Amanda, I'm 23 years old, and I'm BRCA2 positive.
I'm Sandy, I'm Amanda's mom, and our family has a long history of breast cancer.
I remember when I was in third grade, my parents, you know, sat.
I'm not
going to
make you sit through this. It is an award winner, but it's important you realize a testimonial story is significantly different than a testimonial. A testimonial, people won't get to the end. The whole purpose of creating the content is to get people all the way to the end so they reach into their wallet and buy one way or another. And then I also noticed medical, listen, device manual and instructions. Let's talk about that for a moment. Sounds rather boring, doesn't it? Well, just this week, Google released, when it comes to learning about new products, YouTube users are 3 times more likely to prefer watching a YouTube tutorial video than reading the product's instructions. Who would have thought, right? Nobody's reading that manual. If you buy an iPhone, if you buy a MacBook, they don't even give you one, which is a completely different world than the one we grew up in. And then let's break this down really quick. People are three times more likely to prefer watching. Preference is the key to everything. The stuff that gets into my refrigerator at our house are all items we prefer. And we go out of our way for things that we prefer, right? Now, here's another thing that some people may stumble upon. YouTube users are 3 times more likely. Wait a second. Who are YouTube users? 7 billion people. Is there a larger population health study on what people prefer than YouTube? There's no reason that people would have a different view about your product and your manual. So when you're doing it, make sure you're thinking about a device tutorial. And as we go into this later, I'll explain where they all fit, but everybody, when they come onto your website, is looking for them bare necessities, which brings me to our next pop quiz, all right? What happens if you have more than one target persona? Well, the more relevant the content is, the more relevant the customer journey page is, the better your results are, and everybody in this room, one way or another, is judged by 3 little letters, ROI. So if you wanna pump up the jam, make sure you're creating personalized journeys. Let me give you an example of the power of relevancy. If you handed me this newspaper and asked me to enjoy myself, I wouldn't. No offense to anybody that loves art. Like on my run yesterday, I took more photos of art and architecture, but I'm not gonna read about it. Reading is hard. It takes effort. But if you gave me the sports page, because of my preference, and its relevancy, I will crush every single article, even sports I don't care about, right? And that brings us to the workshop opportunity. The first one today, if you could, on your sheet of paper, please write down your 3 or 4, whatever, however many personas, write down your most important target personas. It's going to be important as we proceed ahead. It shouldn't take you long. This feels like maybe a 30-second personal exercise. For those of you that are workshop fans, there will be much more workshopping coming up. All right, so heads are starting to come up, thank you. If you make each one of your customer journeys hyper-relevant, they will be consumed at freakish rates by that audience. Let's say you've got surgeons who also, you also are going to influence nurses. And then down the road, you've got the value analysis committee. Who deals with value analysis committees? Don't they need their own personal journey? Aren't they looking for things that are different than the surgeon? But we've been marketing as if the surgeon is going to go down the hall and champion the cost reductions that your device provides. Remember, when that value analysis committee looks at your information, create a page for them. And it doesn't have to be on the top nav. It doesn't even have to be navigatable on your website. We have, at Wirebuzz, pages that the general public will never see. We keep them in our back pocket just for the right moment for somebody who's going through the journey, and it's unique. So use that at the right time. If a surgeon's telling you that they're going and they're going to be speaking to the hospital administrator, say, hey, doc, I'm going to send you an email with a direct page for that. It'll help you close them at faster rates. And if you've got more than one surgeon, well, maybe you've got a first-time device user. Or even better, maybe you're trying to poach somebody, a surgeon, who's using somebody else's device in this room. So you've got one that's for surgeons that use a competitor device. I mean, all of us are already having these conversations in sales. When we get in front of a surgeon and you're a salesperson, and they're like, well, you know, I am using the non-Medtronic device. The Medtronic rep, if he's good at crushing deals, knows how to talk that talk to move them to the right device. Which brings me to a content roadmap. It does not matter which persona this can be used across all of them. But I want to teach you the principles here. You want to enter the conversation in your customer's mind that's happening. What is playing out in their mind when they first meet you? Then, what is the real problem or desire that they're experiencing with? Third, what are the bad options for getting it? Which is obviously the non-Medtronic device, right? I mean, isn't that obvious? As you go through it, most people don't want to handle in writing anywhere their competitors' limitations. But 82% don't care what most people want to do. 82% want that information. Because 82% are going to do their searches online anyway. And with Google, they're going to find that information, so you better handle it. And the way to handle it is first. What bad options are they looking at? And what is the best solution, which is obviously yours, followed by what lingering questions or doubts need to be knocked down for them to act. Now let me show you a cool sculpting roadmap, one of our clients. Nothing proprietary here, everything's really obvious. They're on ramps to this road. Those are all the different issues that people are dealing with when they start to consider cool sculpting. It's a bit of an eye chart. So right here, on ramps. Get rid of the double chin. How to eliminate belly fat. How to lose your last 10 pounds. Those are often where people start, all three different articles. And it funnels them into a page, these are on ramps, that discusses the underlying problem or desire. Now they're solution aware, but the solution aware are the ones that are out in the market that aren't yours. They're your competitor's solutions, followed by the best solution, which is yours. And now they're desire aware, and all you're doing is handling things like testimonials, which is where they belong. So let me flip this whole thing around. What are they caring about today? That's the on-ramp. What's the real desire or problem that they're struggling with? What are the bad options? What's the best solution? And what are their lingering questions or doubts? And whenever I'm creating one of these, I think about it not going left to right, but I think about it going top down, like John Mayer said. Allow gravity to be your friend. So here's our next workshop-y moment. I want you to quickly take one of those personas that you wrote down, one of those however many, but the one with the most business impact. And then, what do they care about today? Just jot down a couple words. Obviously, we can't spend too much time on it, but I want you to have a couple of words. What do they care about today? And then look up when you're done. Okay? Now, what is their real problem or desire? What are they struggling with? What are the bad options? That obviously is going to be your competitor's bad option. Maybe the science is bad. If it's a device, maybe it's not comfortable. Right? Maybe it's got high rescission rates. You know what it is. And so does your competitor. What's the best solution? Write down your product. And then in this desire aware section, you should be thinking about frequently asked questions, common objections to the purchase. If you aren't handling the common objections on your website, you are missing out on a gold mine, because common objections are what stall out sales. And when you start to create this and you provide what you know they're already looking for, you turn your entire sales process into a slip and slide. And video fits in there. We're going to get into that in a moment. Are you guys cool if I carry on? All right. I live in Arizona. This is not the road that I take to work, but it's not far from the road I take to work. Way off in the distance is where people are arriving on your website. And this is your customer journey page. Down at the bottom is where they make a purchase. And you should be thinking about it like a sales funnel: awareness, consideration, decision, down to a purchase. By the way, I could show you medical device samples all day, but can we have a little bit of fun? It's the afternoon. Can we just talk about weed for a moment? See how I did that? I got everybody's attention except two people who are gonna, all right, so raise your hand if you live in a state where medical marijuana is legalized. All right, so we had a client in the medical space that brought us a device. This is so much more fun than talking about a surgical device. And they told us, you know, Todd, if there's mold on any of that weed, you could lose an entire crop, which would cost us $1 million. So we created this box. The box's name is The Box. And that box is the size of a large commercial refrigerator, where you could wheel in your weed and zap it to remove any mold that may be growing on your weed. And then once zapped, that weed can go back and associate with the other weed plants, right? Sounds brilliant. So we created a journey page for them, imagine that. And I wanna break this page down: awareness, consideration, decision. I'm not gonna get too deep into it. But here's another pop quiz. Real quick, what are the three videos that every medical device needs? Overview, customer testimonial story, nice to, the device how-to, right? How to use it, how to set it up, how to get optimal results. All right, good, you guys passed that test, well done. So here's this page, you know the awareness, consideration, decision. You'll see if I go back one, there's a video only right here. Early stage company, they don't have any customers. They're just about to land their first customer. Their product's a couple hundred thousand dollars. It's an expensive box. And so as we progress, these spots will become video spots with call to actions down the page, which I'll get into later. Awareness is your overview. You're in consideration. You've got your customer testimonial story, and then you've got your device how to use. Honestly, I have no idea what this is. This is a good one for me. Oh, so we have a page like this about devices on our site. I told you earlier that there's some pages that aren't even on our navigation. But here's one where we go through all of the questions and we follow the same exact process because we know that we're dealing with humans. And humans start off from early awareness stage. They get to consideration and then back into decision. If you want more information on device, wirebuzz.com/device, just that easy. Now let's take this all one step further. Most of you entered this room thinking we're gonna be talking about video for selling faster, which is true. But I wanna take it one step further into practical application. Because what good is a video if it doesn't generate any money. So how does your marketing team use it? And let's talk about generating more leads with it. Well, you know this road. People always ask me, they're like, how do we get more leads? How do we get more people on it? It's really simple. First and foremost, oh, bam. Not very forgiving, huh? All right, now we're all current again. Right here is a call to action button. Right here is a call to action button. And this right here now says book demo at AAOS, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, a client of ours. Did anybody go to that conference? Okay, it's a biggie. So big, there's only two places in the entire US that can house this event. So I want you to think of social, driving people, targeted people. And if it's B2B or B2C, there are different rules, and I'm trying to make sure I can accommodate everyone. But you should know that off of the top there is content you're going to push on social, and all of that content is going to be helpful. Helpful is the new viral. That's how you give information without ever feeling like you're selling. That's how you can be a thought leader in this space. As long as you're being helpful, you're guided with the right principles. Then you've got a blog. What is that blog? Well, if it's done right, it should be helpful to your target customers. And then you can also do helpful on-demand webinar videos. I know someone in the back, I mentioned webinars earlier. What is your name? Yeah.
Andrea.
I'm Todd, nice to meet you. Andrea mentioned webinars. What's great about them is you can create them. Jason, who is it? Cool Sculpting and NearDry? And, Guardant Health. Thank you. Guardant Health, we've created on-demand webinars. And we filmed it once. Everything was pre-approved through the regulatory review team, put into a teleprompter. The regulatory member sat in the room, made sure that everything that was captured was pre-approved, goes straight through production. Now, when you go onto their site and you're a prospect physician, you can sign up for a webinar and it doesn't happen right away. It happens in 15 minutes. Like, these things are designed in a way where they already know they're gonna get the best results if it's not right away. If you have to wait 15 minutes, there's something weird in the psychology of people buried deep down in the analytics that they will prioritize it, make it happen, carve out time. But if you have them watch it right now, for in most cases, or they can schedule another time and be alerted when it's about to start. But those get the best results. Now let me show you the nitty gritty here, where all the interesting things happen. You see that book a demo at AAOS, or schedule, they're in yellow from the back, or schedule a meeting? Those buttons are tied to your CRM. Doesn't matter what the CRM is. Doesn't matter if it's Salesforce or Marketo or it's HubSpot. And then your video player is tied in right here. So on the back end, you throw people, you bring people down through your website. And I'm gonna show you what happens when people watch the videos. Here is one customer looking at an Invitae video, right here. So they watched 98% of this video. This red box starts at the 80% mark. In our office, the 80% mark is like this golden number of attention span that we know if somebody sits through 80%, they're much more interested than somebody who watched 5 seconds or 20 seconds. 80% for us is a tripwire right there. And what happens, there's an action that takes place. The sales rep gets an email. Todd, so-and-so at Cedars-Sinai just watched over 98% of a video. There's their contact information. And when you do this, amazing things happen. I heard somebody in the back earlier today talk about how their team uses it as covert intel, and everybody in this room should start preparing their sales teams to crush deals, because as you'll see, what happens is your sales team stops chasing around cold leads, and they start prioritizing people that are showing attention span of buyers. And candidly, as a video creator who grew up in LA, I do not care about Academy Awards. I care about delivering ROI. And I know as marketers, you feel the same way. So here's how your sales team uses this customer journey scenario. Before meetings or calls, the sales guy either sends an email or text to the person he's going to meet in person or have a telephone call with and says, basically, Doc, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Here's a quick page with some helpful videos for you to understand how our device will X, Y, and Z, whatever your key selling propositions are, make it really simple. And if that doctor goes through that page, you retarget them. You follow them around loosely across the internet. Just like who online shops, everybody. Who drunk Amazon shops, everybody. Shows up on Monday, you're like, what? So the beauty of this is, just like Amazon, when somebody goes into Facebook or goes onto a different site, and yes, I know that there are different requirements for B2B and B2C, and we can talk about that privately, but in the least amount of time possible. This I just took out of my Facebook page today. We get retargeted because I looked at when the Davy Awards submissions were for videos, and now they're following me around, so I know not to miss it. Oh, when my wife and I were looking for breast cancer treatment, her biggest fear was not surgery, it was chemo. I know a lot of people would feel the same way. Wendy told me that if she needed chemo, she was gonna run away from home. Wendy wasn't joking. She was serious. So basically, this was a breakup of the family. She was gonna run far away, and that girl can run. And what I noticed is I started researching. She'd go to bed. Does every patient need chemotherapy? Right? Patients do this. We won't need to make a decision until week 4 when we start chemo. And what I started to notice is the ads were popping up around me. Not every patient needs chemotherapy. How to talk to your doctor about not having chemotherapy. And do you know how the reason I knew it worked? Because I set that company up 2 years before with it. But I got to see it firsthand, and it was so valuable because most of the time, when you're making a buying decision, it's not an impulse buy. Especially if you've got a product that takes more than 2 minutes to explain, people are going to do their own research, stay in front of them. Use retargeting. And the cost of retargeting is literally pennies on your original marketing dollar. So the way you do it, this is how we do it. We call it panning for gold. Don't carpet bomb everybody. If they looked at the video and they only saw 10 seconds of it, they're not as valuable as the person that watched 2.5 minutes. So segment your audience by bucket. Somebody who watched 85% or more, they are going to deserve a larger percentage of your targeting budget. A group that watched 75%, that's your second most valuable. The group that watched 50% or more, and then after that, are people that don't deserve your full marketing budget. Deal with them after. And when you do that, bring them back into the page where they can learn more. By the way, LinkedIn is a great opportunity. A year ago, in this room, LinkedIn broke the news. Well, not they didn't break it in this room, but it came to my device, and in the closing statements, people said, does anybody have any news the room needs to share? And I said, LinkedIn just released video, allowed you to upload your videos, and I said it's a major opportunity for people, and now if you go onto LinkedIn, it's almost all video. In late March, they released the ability to place ads targeted to a professional by title. So if you're dealing with an oncoplastic surgeon and you've got the Peak Plasma Blade for Medtronic, there's no reason in the world why you can't inexpensively get in front of them, convince, and then convert them. So I said inexpensively, and I just kind of dangled it out there. Early results show that KLM doesn't matter the industry right now. It's too early. Nobody's using it. Obtained 63% lower costs per view with LinkedIn video ads than it's averaged on other digital platforms. Early birds get the worm, and it should be you. If you want to learn more about LinkedIn ads, we've got 2 blog articles and podcasts wrapped around wirebuzz.com/104 and wirebuzz.com/147. So what happens when you educate people the way they prefer to learn? Great things happen. In my company, we used to have a 9-week sales cycle. By the way, I didn't know who was going to be in the room today. I'm probably one of the most NDA'd people you'll ever meet, and I am scared to death about releasing any personal business information that I've already disclosed. I'm not going to. So I'm going to share you my stats. I'm happy to discuss vaguely and not tell you who the companies are later. We had a 9-week sales cycle. Then we started educating people with video. Actually, we started drinking our own Kool-Aid, right? And then what we noticed is in 3 weeks, people started handing us money, which removed 68% of our sales process. In 2017, we had 50% less salespeople, and we did 60% more revenue. So let me show you how you use this customer journey page before an event. Before an event, and somebody on your team needs to know this, because you guys, I'm a speaker, and I go and service clients at their events, and I can tell you that I've seen very little strategy that takes place on the exhibit hall floor. Most of the pre-planning goes into, like 95% of the pre-planning goes into, what does the booth look like? What does the video in the booth look like? What are we wearing in the booth? What are the hours we have to be in the booth? And where are we taking our KOLs to dinner? That is it. Okay, fun, done, we're ready to go to the conference. But all the revenue comes from after. 100% comes from after. So let's talk about this. First thing you do, you have a database, an email. You send them an email to this list. And everything on this page, all the call to actions that you're sending to that group that you know is going to be at the conference, book a meeting at the event. Book a demo in person at the event. And you start scheduling events. Remember, I got the name Smarketer. I use the videos to book events at the National Society of Genetic Counselors Conference. And when I got there, they had already looked at my videos. They were ready to start making deals when I arrived, which is the optimal use of all of our time. Then if they don't open the email, which is the probability, you drip sequence them. You already have pre-written that email leading up to the event to schedule the event. We're looking forward to seeing you. Come visit us. And you provide them helpful information along the way. And in each one of these videos, you're providing them more helpful information, a KOL that's explaining something. During the event, you're focused on badge scanning and getting people into your database. Make life very easy. If I walk up to my clients and I say, how's it going? They will say, we're at 345, we need to be at 375 before the next break. Boom. That's focused. Because they already know how those people translate into ROI, and they know they will be judged on it. During the event, you want to use your booth video as a teaching aid. Here's exactly how it works. Every 30 seconds, it loops. If you have one video and it's about your company and its legacy, you might be missing the most important thing, which is, what does your target customer care about now? What are they struggling with? What problem can you help them solve? So make sure you've got a teachable aid that people can show. And then at your conference, if you've got a dinner, who uses dinners or maybe a product workshop or something, cool, film it. Why? Only 5% of attendees or your target customers will get into that room. Film it, use it as part of your follow-up content. Make sure that KOL is notable, right? Because they will get you the open rate that you're looking for. And as I mentioned, add that to your video journey on your page after the event. Follow up with an email drip sequence. Book meetings for your rep to come out on location or a phone call. Email drip sequence them. By the way, at the event is also a golden opportunity for you to have KOLs that you know, like, and trust, that might be one of your speakers that are trained, to go down the hall from the event and every hour have another one being filmed. Create content for your email drip sequence that you can use all year long, because you need to pull people back through your journey to get them to buy. Here's a Facebook Live event we did for Cool Sculpting. We did a lot of them for them. That's great for B2C. If you're looking for killer Facebook ideas, I teach. You can get it at wirebuzz.com/73 is the URL. I teach the best tools for live streaming and how to go live inside of your device. And if anybody is doing videos inside of their phone, which there's a time and place for this, on your customer journey page is not that place, because people will judge you. But if you're creating helpful information or reaction to breaking news, and you want to talk about the best way to film it in your phone, I'm like obsessed with it, and I'll show you all my tips later on when we're having drinks. But in the closing moments, before questions, let me be kind and let me rewind. So the takeaways: prospects don't want to talk to sales until they are ready to talk to sales. They need to learn about your product before they can buy. People learn and buy faster with video, but you have to put them on train tracks. You have to actually get them all the way to the point of purchase, or your marketing dollars are being used inefficiently. If you want to learn how to guarantee your videos generate an ROI, I created the mini course on the topic because I'm a nerd, and it is a 5-part web-based mini course. Length of videos, as I've discovered, longer videos convert. Longer videos sell. Conventional wisdom, like everything else in life, is often wrong. Most people are trying to do short videos. If you're compelling, like Seinfeld said, and you can command attention and do it in an entertaining way, people will go all the way through that journey with you. The longest video, the shortest one's 5 minutes. It's a 5-part course. Every day you get a new one. The longest one's 12 minutes. 86% of the people that start the mini course get to the end. Why? Because we wrote it like Lost. Each episode is an open loop to the next one. I'm going to leave you at the edge of your seat wanting more, and smart marketers know everything starts with a clear path to purchase, get people on train tracks, follow them, and have them go all the way to the journey with you. Because if your prospects know what you know, and they believe what you believe, then buying should be an absolute no-brainer. And when you educate them faster, amazing things happen. They buy faster. And if you want to know more about what I'm talking about today, well, I host a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play twice a week. Drop 1 hour episodes with absolute knowledge bombs that we're discovering in life sciences. I also provide some digital coaching. And that is exactly how you sell medical devices faster and help people who love each other share anniversaries together like we just did on the beach 2 weeks ago. Thank you very much.